T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dig your cleats in. Get your peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and IPAs ready. This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
The pitch from Acevedo.
Covering all things baseball, the big leagues, and the MLB to Portland.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Shut up.
And Rutschman will hit a fly ball here. Deep center field, and so long. Adley Rutschman with a moonshot to center field.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher. This is the Hot Corner on the Odyssey app and 1080. The Fan.
All right, welcome into the Hot Corner for must be a Wednesday, but it's always a Wednesday around here. Patrick Harris, Joe Fisher with you. Let's go! One of two last shows here on Wednesdays, and on April 2nd, we will switch to Tuesdays from 7 to 9.
Burrito Wednesdays go to Taco Tuesdays.
Ooh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Burrito Wednesday.
Yeah, Patrick, he made a culinary choice tonight, which I'd said, like, hey, sometimes it has to happen.
It's got
to
happen.
But he went with the microwaved burrito for dinner tonight.
It had to happen.
Well, like the frozen style?
I believe so,
it had to happen.
I mean, there's good and bad ones of those. It depends. Depends on which one you get.
Is there a good one?
Yes. Costco sells a 4-pack of amazing chicken, cheese, and rice burritos.
I'll say it again in an even higher pitched voice.
Is there a good one?
You gotta love when you change octaves.
Yeah, is it an
that
El,
clearly says something?
Is it an El Monterey? Queso and beans?
No. It's some like
queso y frijoles.
Some like wannabe I'm healthy for you kind of thing.
Oh, like an Amy's or something like that?
No, it's I can't remember I'll look at it. It's in the garbage.
It's like a turkey burger kind of thing.
I don't know. The wife does all the grocery shopping and she's.
Is there a healthy frozen burrito?
Yes.
Healthier frozen
burrito. Oh, gotcha.
It's like light cigarettes.
They're
healthier for you.
There's this app.
Although they can't say that.
Diet cigarettes.
These will kill you less.
Yeah, like Diet Coke is less worse for you. Yeah. Therefore, it's better for you.
Just so happens a bunch of fat people drink Diet Coke.
Yeah, why is it always fat people drink Diet Coke?
Because it makes them fat.
Doesn't look like it's working there, Chief.
I just saw something like 4 days ago that said the aspartame or fake sweeteners in that diet soda. Yeah, they cause an increase in heart disease and diabetes by at least 20%, so good luck.
I remember I used to have this app on the old mobile device where you could scan the barcode of your products, your grocery products,
yeah,
and it would give it a grade,
yep.
Like a health
yep.
grade.
Yep, the wife does it. Yep, we're fully in on it.
Very humbling.
Very, very humbling.
And you think that you're like, oh, it's a vitamin water. It's got vitamins in the name.
Yeah, yeah. Sugar is a vitamin.
C-minus, at best.
Now, the wife and I have done Whole 30 a couple times.
I remember you talking about
this. So the sticker shock
I remember this happening.
The sticker shock isn't as bad now when you use that app to figure out what's good and what's not.
Okay.
See, I am of the Charles Barkley College of Thought of I don't work out because I get tired and I don't lift weights because they're heavy. So if I want to, in theory, lose a bunch of weight without doing anything, well, then I'll just eat healthy food, right? That's clearly how it's done. Smoke light cigarettes, drink Diet Coke, and eat healthy food, and I'll lose 40 pounds in no time.
Make sure you just go for all that fat-free stuff, guys.
What, yeah.
Wasn't Charles Barkley on, like, Jenny Craig or something like that?
I don't know, but he looks good now. Huh? Yeah. Huh?
He made just fun saying. Of it. I remember him making
just
fun of it on
he
a,
looks a lot better now than
on
he
a broadcast. Atkins, was it, maybe?
Oh, probably. I mean, God, there's Atkins. That yeah, there's so many different diets. There, yeah, I think Atkins was the carbs thing, right?
Yeah, I think it was Atkins he made fun of.
There was one diet that the wife was looking at kind of following to help us eat a little healthier. And I was allowed to, I'm allowed to have Brussels sprouts, but I'm not allowed to have carrots. And I went, okay, time out. There's a diet that I'm not allowed to eat certain vegetables. I'm going to pass on that. I understand potatoes, the starch, the carbs, that I get. But carrots, I'm going to eat carrots whenever I want.
Are carrots on, like, the inflammation scale?
No, because they have carbs in them.
What the hell?
They have sugar. Are they kind of a sugary
Well, no,
because
you can eat fruit. Like, you can eat fruit, and fruit's got sugar, but it's natural sugar as opposed to, like, added garbage.
Patrick, you're eating like Tom Brady right now. Like, that dude avoids, like, mushrooms and tomatoes because they swell you up.
Well, maybe I look like Tom Brady, so what do you want?
looking at this burrito, Jordan, I'm going to say I disagree. This is not a TB12 burrito he has on the plate in here.
You think that Tom Brady wouldn't be caught dead eating something like that?
Don't think that's an Alex Guerrero's game diet plan here.
I also think Alex Guerrero's game plan is a little bit of, you know, just kind of
possibly
shoot some stuff up there.
Well, I don't think Tom Brady was like Rick Meyer in a preseason game eating hot dogs on the sidelines either.
You know, my mother looks at me and says, you know, you can have Tom Brady hair if you want, Patrick. I'll pay for it.
Can you?
And I'm like, I don't know.
You got to go to Turkey for that.
I don't know. I'm so bald that it might just be nice to just stay bald.
Tom Brady hair with the stash. I love it.
Maybe imagine if there was a diet that could give you hair growth.
I'd take a shot at it.
I'm trying to think like it'd have to like what's the worst diet possible? Like cuz you know guys would do that. Like if it was like, "Hey, you need to eat
it's Big Macs
horse
only."
Ass.
It's Big Macs only, but you can't get like chicken nugs. Can't get double, you can't get quarter pounders. It's Big Macs only.
Strictly Big Macs. The double.
And then whatever the worst sauce is at McDonald's,
the double
that's
down
the only
dogs.
One you can
You can only eat the double down dog, and that will give you, you can only eat the chizza from KFC, and that will give you hair growth.
Two pieces of fried chicken with bacon and cheese in the center, that's it, and your hair will come back.
Well, isn't that like the KFC, like chicken witch?
That's the double down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you
the
go.
The double down.
Thank you.
But they made a double down dog where the bun was the chicken breast.
And then the hot dogs in the center?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. You've never heard of this?
No. I can't believe they get away with that.
This is something I would say it's probably a 3 to 5 time thing a year where I Google the worst fast food creations ever invented because it just still boggles my mind what we have came up with. I will say the Philippines leading the front.
Yeah, I got to go there.
And coming up with some of the most ridiculous fast food menu items of all time.
Well, do you know the highest paid research and development chef that's also known as R&D?
McDonald's?
Is Taco Bell.
I was going to say, not McDonald's.
Hell yeah,
because McDonald's does not change a whole lot on their menu because there are so many McDonald's in the U.S., that if they were to introduce a new item, they very well could change the supply chain in our agriculture structure.
Without a doubt.
That like 100%. I read something like if they tried to introduce something with blueberries, they would need all the blueberries.
Yeah. Taco Bell's R&D chef is the highest paid, and it's simply because he continues to create new menu items using the same 5 ingredients.
I know you had a hard taco like
Do
this.
Do you want that flat?
But did you have
Do you
a
want
hard
that
taco
in a wrap?
Like this?
Do you want that in a taco?
Crunchwrap Supreme. No, Crunchwrap Supreme blew people's minds.
Crunchwrap Supreme is top 5 fast food item ever designed, and I won't even hear any otherwise.
And that was designed during our lifetime. It's like technology.
That is a damn good piece of food.
The Crunchwrap?
Crunchwrap.
Have you ever made a Crunchwrap at home?
I've done it at a restaurant.
Dude, if you make your own Crunchwrap, that is like even better.
Because you can choose the meat.
I've done it at a restaurant.
It's kind of a pain in the ass, and it's not good to go, as they used to say. It gets a little messy.
One time in the restaurant, we made a chalupa. Okay? We took a burger patty, a kind of high-end burger patty, and we took the pita for the hummus, and we deep-fried that. and then put the burger in and then did the layers. We had some queso from nachos, some sour cream, some shredded lettuce, some tomatoes and everything. Yeah. I ate half of it, and about an hour later, I thought I was going to die. That thing sat at the opening of my stomach to my intestines, and I thought I was going to die.
Ultimate blowout.
It was
on
that,
one.
Heavy. I think I was supposed to go out drinking with people, and I was like, I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home. I can't do this. I'm going to go home and sit on my toilet. I didn't even got to poo, but I'm just going to sit there in case it comes.
Bring me a tablet. Bring me an iPad or something.
I need help. And
bring me some Pepto, some Beano, all the O's.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we do got a show for you tonight. Baseball has officially started, but kind of not really. So there's that to look into.
Which is annoying.
It's super annoying.
Annoyed.
I'm super annoyed as well. We'll get to the Seoul series in Korea coming up at about 7:45. Plus, we'll have Fair or Foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, as we always do. Plus, we'll continue our preview trip around the league, as in the 8 o'clock hour, we will get to the American League East. A little spicy, a little exciting.
My American League
Joe's
East.
Joe's American League East, and maybe my fantasy American League East right now, if you catch what I'm putting down. We'll get to that at 8 o'clock. Plus, we want to get into one of the free agent dominoes finally signed, and is Scott Boris bad for baseball? We're going to ask this question again. But first, let's start with, like, the strangest new news to hit anything. If I had a Shohei Ohtani bingo board, let me tell you what, I never had this square on it.
I think we need an interpreter for this segment.
Never had a square on this. We'll get to what the hell is going on with that. We'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner, Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. 719 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. Fan Madness, brought to you by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. That's going down tomorrow and Friday up at A&A. Danny and Dusty and the Primetime Boys on Friday. Danny and Dusty get bumped because of the Ducks.
Well, they'll be on for a half hour tomorrow.
For a half hour. Are they even going up there?
Yeah, no, they're going up there.
All right.
I think Danny is staying the night because he lives in the Berg like me.
Hell yeah.
Boy, that's a flex. That's a flex and a half.
Yeah.
Getting that free bedroom.
Especially because I know Odyssey ain't paying for it.
Yeah, I don't know how that's working. But yeah, he's staying the night because he lives in the Berg like me. So that's like, I don't know, an hour and a half drive.
Well, this is what happens when a team makes a tournament that nobody expected to. So yay, Ducks. That's awesome. But yeah. I think everybody made this deal thinking, Oregon's kind of
F. That's the truth. I was going to go up tomorrow. Some things superseded that. So I'll be up there on Friday. And I'll be hanging out with everybody as Danny and Dusty and Isaac and Suk will be doing their shows live from the Sportsbook at A&A. It's a great spot. Check it out. For more info on Fan Madness, go to 1080thefan.com. Again, sponsored by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. Dude, they're great. They do great stuff for us. So we're big fans.
I don't know if it's going to be as cool as this Taco Bell keynote that I'm watching.
That is the truth. I do want an SNL skit out of that right now. I'm going to text Lorne Michaels right now. Like we're
this
homies.
Is a Taco Bell SNL skit. I'm convinced. They live stream this. They're announcing new menu items like it's the new Tesla or something. Oh my God.
I'm telling you, dude, Taco Bell's got it down.
The Baja Blast pie.
Do you know?
The lady says, honestly, this is one of the best things I've ever tried. Do not lie to us like that.
Do you know their meat's like only 60% meat?
Yes. Yeah. It comes in a bag and they like repurpose it.
That's more than I thought.
Repurpose it
with
water.
We're doing all right here.
As long as they get that 51% or they go the DePoto route, 54%.
All right. There are many people in the world that become very famous. There are many people in the world that don't speak the language that you speak. To do that, you need someone to interpret. Is there not a moment in this world where the most famous interpreter in the world would be Shohei Ohtani's interpreter?
I don't know any other interpreters by first name.
And I think that defaults that he is the most famous interpreter in the world.
I would say so, Bob.
Well, he said, hold my beer. I'd like to get more famous. Story broke today, maybe about 4 hours ago. The Dodgers have terminated the contract of Ipe, I can't say his last name, Mizuhara.
Sure. Close enough. Knocked it out of the park.
Because he is now tied to a ton of gambling debts to a Southern California bookmarking operation.
Named Mark?
That is also under federal investigation. According to this story, he has been funneling millions of dollars from Shohei Ohtani to handle his gambling bet. My friends, I did not see this coming. I did not see this coming. Shohei went to Korea for the baseball series.
As there was Ipe.
There was Ipe, his best friend, checking his phone going, I mean, I don't know. Did the Sharks lose to the Kings tonight? I don't know.
I'm trying to think of, yeah, what's the most ridiculous thing he'd be betted on? Well, the reports say it was international soccer matches. Not too ridiculous, considering they are, well, he grew up in Southern California. Ipe did.
Nice.
Yeah, he went to...
He became best friends with Shohei over the last, like, 2 years?
No, back when he was on the Nippon Ham Pigs or something like that, whatever the...
Sure.
Dude, it's something like that. It's Nippon Ham something rather. But he met him as he was an interpreter over there in Japan, and then came over with him when he signed his contract with the Angels. Boy, this story is ridiculous, because when you read the report, it says that his interpreter, Ipe, was the one that was in gambling debt, and he basically needed Shohei to pay it off. So Shohei wired the money to this guy, which is where the media caught wind of this and was like, hey, you've been sending money to this guy.
To a bookie.
An illegal bookie.
There are signs in every major league ballpark, in every locker room, because of wonderful Peter Rose, do not gamble on baseball.
And this was right out of Ohtani's account. This was not like anything in escrow. This was from Shohei Ohtani's personal account right to this bookmaker. So kind of leaves a lot of suspicion after some very, very, I would say, mysterious statements from this interpreter.
Well, it was wired directly from his account in, I believe, $500,000 installments. And after the media went to Shohei and his representatives and was like, care to comment on this? They're like, give us a few minutes.
Dodgers are like, you know, we really are not interested in speaking of this. Here are some quotes. Bauer, who is the guy that was taking the bets, his attorney told ESPN, Mr. Bauer never met or spoke with Shohei Ohtani. And then Ipe said, obviously he, meaning Shohei, wasn't happy about it and said he would help me out to make sure I never do this again. He decided to pay it off for me. I want everyone to know Shohei had zero involvement in betting. I want people to know I did not know this was illegal. I learned my lesson the hard way. I will never do sports betting again. Amigo, if you are in that much debt in sports gambling, that means you like doing it and you are very aware of what you're doing. What's, I think, the scariest part about this, and I know baseball, and honestly, I would believe the media would do this too. This is going to get swept away and moved along as fast as possible. We cannot have potentially the biggest superstar in the history of our sport, a true global icon in baseball, be connected with anything like this.
This isn't going away, because he came out and said that Ohtani helped him pay for these debts and wired the money over in a 90-minute interview with ESPN. And then he came out today and said, oh, he had no knowledge of any of this. Like, he's already backtracking on what he said.
Quote,
like, this is just the beginning, dude.
Well, the big thing that baseball is going to look into is this quote right here from Ipe. I never bet on baseball. That's 100%. I knew that rule. We have a meeting about that in spring training. Baseball's going to look into this.
Yeah, they said it was all international soccer matches.
Because let's remember this. What do I always say, guys? What's the number one thing I say on this show? And I'm looking at you, YouTube, right now. What's the number one thing I say on this show? Nobody hates baseball more than baseball.
That's true.
Baseball will go down this rabbit hole because they will want to string him up. If they could make a point and make Shohei fall for this, I think baseball would do it. To where in the NFL, it's like, oh man, guns, drugs, beating women? Eh, we'll throw that aside as long as you can suit up on Sunday.
Let me read this little excerpt for you real quick, all right?
I love excerpts.
After Ohtani agreed to pay the debts, eBay said Ohtani logged onto his computer and sent the transfers while he watched in installments over a few months. They added loan to the installments to the description field. Obviously, he asked why Ohtani didn't just give him the money instead of paying it from his accounts. And as we would all be thinking, Ohtani didn't want Mizuhara to just take that money and gamble it away. However, eBay recanted the statement the next day and said Ohtani had no knowledge of his gambling debts and did not transfer money to the bookmaker's associate. Ohtani spokesman also disavowed eBay's account prior to it coming out and said that Ohtani's lawyers would issue a statement.
But that's the question. Like, so Ohtani knew about this at some point.
Apparently he didn't, though.
And he willingly paid... And he willingly paid the debt off. That is where I think he gets in sticky situation. It's that it's like, yeah, man, I agree this is wrong and I'm just trying to help my buddy out. But yo, man, the federales don't look at it like I'm trying to help my buddy out. Go ask Brett Kavanaugh how it's like Jared Kushner, what it's like when you help your buddy out. Like, those guys might be in big, big trouble.
I'll go tinfoil hat, but I don't think I'm going very tinfoil hat here, because the facts, and if you really read in between the lines of these statements, the only real scenario here that seems to be happening is that either Shohei was betting himself and this is a fall guy.
Without a doubt. That's the first place my brain goes
right?
to.
Right? Or Shohei found some kind of bad, like, stuff that was attempted to be covered up, and now because this bookmaker is being investigated by the U.S., everybody knows. But I don't feel like he's not that stupid, right? Like, but maybe he is. Because usually guys like this with $700 million contracts have way more people in front of them to handle this kind of stuff.
The season is just getting started, my friend. This is going to be a long, drawn-out
thing. By the way, I did wake up, and I did watch Ohtani get a single. Well, I woke up randomly, not to watch the game. I woke up at 3:30 and was like, all right, the game's on. And I put it on my phone all half-cocked. And kind of watched Tyler Glass now looked okay last night. And I watched Ohtani get a single, and I watched him steal a base. And
well,
I
he bet on himself. So
later get an RBI. Yeah, I mean, like, you're out of the U.S. border, right? Why not bet on yourself? A little 2-for-3 action.
Didn't Pete Rose lie for 15 years that he did not
he's
bet on
he's still lying. Sport?
No, he admitted eventually. He's
like, yeah, he said he never bet on the Reds or the Phillies. That's a lie.
But then he said, I did bet on baseball. Then he said, okay, I bet on my own team, but only to win.
That's a lie. It's all a lie. We'll see how this unfolds. We'll see what's going on. But boy, baseball, can you just get out of your own way? They just can't.
So
they just can't.
There's three things that have possibly happened
here. Fans throughout the
is that Ipe got into debt,
mm-hmm.
and Ohtani bailed him out. Ipe got into debt, and he stole the money from Ohtani.
Those are two plausible options.
Or...
Ipe made the bets for Ohtani.
And Ohtani is the guy who was placing the bets.
Let me ask you this question. And then we'll get out of here on this. If he's not betting on baseball, okay, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's give Ipe and Shohei the benefit of the doubt. They're not betting on baseball. Is it illegal for them to bet on international soccer?
I don't think as a
it's
professional.
It's not illegal.
You know what I mean?
As far as I know,
so in theory, that's why I wonder if this will get swept away. It's like, well, Ipe stole money and the Dodgers wanted nothing to do with him, so they fired him. He is a Dodgers employee, just like he was an Angels employee. So if the Dodgers want to say, look, we want nothing to do with this, that's their call. Even if he's the fall guy for Shohei, has anybody done anything wrong here? That's what I'd like to know. I'd like to find a lawyer and tell me about that. This is why I don't gamble, guys. It's like going to strip clubs. I don't want to lose money and get nothing in return. Except I'll be at Alien A tomorrow.
I was
going
to say, do you have that Alien A read ready to go by chance?
You just got to go to the right place at the right time,
just
baby.
Just a bit outside.
This is why I don't gamble. But if you want to gamble, come on up to Fan Madness.
All right. This will be something to watch for sure. But, the series in in Korea is going on right now. I'll call a little audible, a quick hot route Omaha here, and we'll stay right here. Dodgers and Padres in Korea. I did catch a little bit of the game yesterday. Thoughts, reactions, etc. But first, Schultzy with sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up here in about 15 minutes, we'll get to the Giants, excuse me. Oh, Freudian slip. Apologies to all Giants fans out there for confusing you with your hated rival.
Ooh, buddy.
We probably got to get into this Giants spending spree and if it's going to pay out. Plus, at the 8 o'clock hour, we'll preview Joe's American League East. And that's going to be, I think that's going to be a nice hot topic for us to get into, as the division, I think, clearly has the top of the mountain. Where the rest falls is wildly debated. And so that could be fun. We'll do that at the 8 o'clock hour. But sticking, you know, kind of moving off this Shohei Ipe thing, but kind of still sticking with it, Dodgers and Padres are in Seoul, Korea right now.
Dumb.
Playing baseball. They do count. And games, first pitch is around 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I did randomly wake up last night at 3:30 and did turn the game on my phone. Just kind of was lying in bed and kind of, I probably watched innings 2 through 6.
There's no way you watch that much.
Well, watch is a loose term.
I can't believe you even pulled that, any of it off.
Yeah, I think I was up for about an hour and caught, yeah, maybe 2 through 6, maybe 3 through 7. I can't quite remember. But I got to watch Glasnow pitch and he was throwing. I watched Darvish pitch. He was throwing. Like, these guys were trying.
That's what pitchers do. They do indeed throw.
I thought, you know, before we kind of destroy this whole thing, I did think it was pretty cool that the games looked like games that mattered. You know, I saw Tatis and Machado, like, on the rail in the dugout, like, rooting guys on. And Bogey knocked in an RBI for the first run of the season, and Padres go up 1-0, and the Padres dugout went kind of nuts for it. Like, it was cool to see that baseball was real. There was a lot of other things that weren't very rad. Every time Shohei came up, every pitch thrown to him, the camera instantly cut to his wife. And let me tell you how much I could care less about pro sports wives. I understand the Kelce Swift thing. That's different. But, like, he hit a ball to the upper deck, foul, down the first base line, down the right field line. That was way foul. It did go out at 119 miles an hour. But it cut to his wife and her reaction, and she looked like she had never watched a baseball game in her life.
What's the big deal?
I was like, what are we doing here?
What's the deal with her wife? Why were they showing her so much?
I don't know. They're just cutting to her.
Because because it was in the news recently. He's a very, very normally private dude, but what, a week ago he announced, hey, this is my wife. I've married her in a private ceremony. Now that the world knows who she is, we're all about it.
My gambling fall guy was my best man. I mean, my interpreter was my best man. And so there was a little strange there. But, you know, I was listening to Carl Ravitch and Eduardo Perez on the call, and they interviewed Manfred and all this kind of stuff. And it felt very much like kind of like an opening day, if I'm being real. It really did.
Well, good for them. I'm glad that another country that's not America.
And Joe poops on this in 3, 2,
got to experience 1. Opening day and not us.
The world tour, dude.
Honestly, I mean, like, I have no idea, like, why?
You know what? Manfred spoke, and I should have reached out to you and had you pull the audio, but
why?
Manfred spoke, and I actually thought he did this decently. He spoke and said, look, our game is huge in the Asian market. That's why we're here in Korea.
Play a series in July.
He said, that's why we're here in Korea. And then when we go to places like Mexico, we want games in Mexico because that's where we're building. Things are growing in Mexico. And then we do games in London because the English community is being introduced to baseball. I thought it was decently smart.
Well, I just don't get why it has to be the first games of the season.
That I agree. And why there's still another week off before other games start.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
It's a little bit of a baseball blue balls.
Yeah, why do two teams start like this season way? It's just no spring training for them.
Why is it in Japan?
You want to know why? There's two reasons. One, travel.
Okay.
Travel's a big thing. Let's not forget. Flying 18 hours to Korea is a big deal to come back and then do other things. Number two, Shohei Ohtani. That's it. At least give baseball a little bit of credit here. Baseball is finally saying, like, hey, we got somebody. We got a horse. Let's ride him. They're finally doing it. They've never done it in the past. They've never said, hey, we got maybe the best player we've ever seen since Mickey Mantle or Willie Mays. Let's put him on a New Balance commercial that only airs after dark around the same time as the Hot Corner promos air. You know, like baseball did that for centuries. And now they're finally saying, okay, we got a cash cow, let's ride.
All right, well, I do forget that the Mariners and Athletics, they opened the regular season in a series in Tokyo in 2019.
That was Ichiro's final game as a Major League Baseball player, absolutely. Okay. He got like a curtain call, nice, I think, home run saving catch in left field. Yeah. He almost got a hit. And see, you understood, that was literally to send Ichiro off in a very grandiose way. Mm-hmm. And I guess this is to introduce Ohtani in the same manner in a very grandiose way to the rest of the world.
And baseball's in a race with the NBA right now. Baseball is in a race with the NBA to be the most global, to be the number one global sport outside of soccer, because Americans, for some stupid reason, won't get behind soccer. But baseball and basketball, they're trying.
Damn.
I mean, the best players in the NBA are all from Europe. Yeah. The most ready-to-go guys in the NBA are all from Europe.
The tickets to the South Korea game reportedly sold out within an hour.
Yeah, dude. That's what's going on.
You think that maybe this would be more successful with like 5 or 6 of these a year? And I'm not trying to say like, let's send every team off for like 3 weeks out of the year. But no, like, let's pick, you know what, 6 teams. Let's try to do this and spread it out a little bit. So instead of just looking forward to this once every 2 years, you're doing it multiple times every season. It's kind of where the NBA's at, I feel.
I agree. I think the worry is just travel.
I'm just reading
this. It's just going to Asia and coming back. I mean, I went to Europe and came back, and I was wiped for 2 days.
Yeah, you'd have to, like, factor in, like, an extra off day for those teams.
Yeah,
That's tough.
So then what happens? Then you got to play 7-7, or, you know, you're doing 10 and 12 days, and
I mean,
it's an unfair advantage.
You can extend the season by like 3 days. I don't know.
So,
there's ways to do it.
MLB's vice president of global events, Jeremiah Yolcutt, he says that the hope is it is used as a jumping off point for not just drawing attention to the games, but forming connections with the local fan base.
Yep.
So they continue following MLB. We just need more and more of an appetite. We can do that in this country. So it continues to be a market that's burgeoning. It can lead to more merchandise sales, business sales, and watching our games on different platforms. Is this just because, like, man, I think we've kind of tapped out this American market?
Yeah, that's what it is, dude. It's
clearly
where else
nobody's going to care about this more than Artie, who is.
Dude, so. Chan Ho Park threw out the first pitch last night, all right? Like, we're milking this. This is like Disney Star Wars level. We're going to milk Ohtani and the Asian market as hard as we can. The cool thing about baseball, and that's the difference between baseball and the NBA, is baseball doesn't have to rely on the dirty, dirty side of Asia that basketball has to rely on. Can't say anything about Hong Kong. Can't say anything about Taiwan. Can't do anything like that. Can't be against the Chinese. And baseball's just like, yeah, we don't have an opinion. We're just here to play ball.
Yeah, I don't think baseball's doing this right, though, especially when you compare them with the NBA. Yeah, the international outreach, I guess they're in the last decade and a half, they're starting to get more stars that are marketable is that they can do that with. But like the NBA was doing this so long ago with so many other players. Mm-hmm. And frankly, just the way that it's set up with MLB kind of trying to copy that. I see it, but like there's a lot of different things that the NBA does as opposed to MLB. And I'm just, you obviously double the length of the season, but like this works, but it doesn't. I don't know. It's like I like it, but then I don't at the same time.
Vancouver 4 text line 503-864-6326. Treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. That's the text line. Don't worry. Tonight's game, when I watch at 3 a.m., will be a tight pants session from Eduardo and Ravitch. That's the truth. They will do everything in their power to not talk about Ipe and not talk about the Shohei thing. We're just here to talk about baseball. Like, hey, guilty as charged, okay? There's a text below that talks about Trevor Bauer and... You know, Schultzy, I know you're newer to this program, and Joe, you've been in this program for a while. You know, like, I don't really love talking about that stuff. I'm here to talk about baseball. I'm here to talk about what I see on the field. I'm here to talk about free agents and signings and exploring the game. When it's things that start to hurt the game, potentially, then we'll talk about it. But this, I don't know. I'm kind of in. I'm not anti.
I wanted MLB like 30 years ago to do what the NBA did and start doing like boys and girls clubs in inner cities. Like really mm-hmm. go deep into this country and outreach, kind of like baseball did in like Dominican Republic, Venezuela, putting these academies down there. Essentially, right. For them, it's a training ground for young, cheap players. But hey, guess what the NBA did? They took advantage of that here at home and they won. Now they're able to take it to an international stage at a much higher level, I believe.
Yeah, and I'd really love to see like Randy Arozarena against the Dodgers in Mexico City. Like, I would die to see that.
Random note about that whole Shohei story. You know who else got in trouble with this illegal bookmaker? Yasiel Puig.
Oh.
Yeah, he was linked to this guy, too.
Well, he owed a lot of people money. I mean, just getting himself out of Cuba, he had to follow that his entire major league career. That's wild. All right, when we come back, let's get out of here. We're up against it. The San Francisco Giants sign another giant free agent. Is their spending reckless? Is this going to translate to the field? Does this change your opinion on how you feel about the Giants going forward, especially looking at the Dodgers and the Padres, who both looked pretty good last night? That's next. Hot Corner, 10 of the Fan. All right, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll continue our tour of divisions as we get ready for opening day, which is just 2 weeks away.
No, it was yesterday.
Yeah, oh, that's true. It was yesterday.
South Korea is deep in the pockets of MLB.
Although I do believe in Ozzie Smith proclaiming that a national holiday should be opening day. We should all get the day off work, and we should all be able to either go to games or watch them on the boob tube. That'd be excellent. Yeah, you know, just don't have a job like me, and then you can watch whatever the hell you want.
No, there needs to be a list. Like, day after Super Bowl Sunday, everybody gets it off.
Well, if you have 2 weeks in between the Super Bowl, why not put it on Saturday?
That's also a... Well, because Sunday is the day that the NFL owns.
Don't care, they'll figure it out.
We are so close, though. I'm pretty sure that the calendar would work out if they add one more game to the NFL schedule that...
It'll be President's Day.
Yeah, it'll fall on the weekend.
Which will be excellent.
Day,
let's just do
like
it.
Perfect.
And
then
let's celebrate America. All right, football, Taylor Swift,
Grover
and George
Cleveland.
Washington. Oh. Let's effing go.
That baseball opening day, and then Election Day. Everybody should get every
Dude,
one of those.
Grover Cleveland is a 2-time president and was not back to back.
That's right. Uh oh. That happened before.
That has happened before.
Yes, it has.
We're screwed.
That has happened before.
Oh dear God.
As old Lou, skipper of Major League, we won a game yesterday. We win one tomorrow. That's two in a row. That's called a winning streak. It has happened before.
Dude, good for Grover Cleveland.
Yeah, dude. Won, lost, then he won again.
Didn't that happen to Hitler, too?
No.
What? No,
yes.
Hitler.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
I did not study my history.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Only the greatest leaders lose every once in a while.
Right. Jeez.
All right, so we'll have the American League East for you to talk about at the 8 o'clock hour, but I want to slide this in real quick. The Giants signed Blake Snell to a ridiculous incentive-laden 3-year deal that's basically a 1-year deal.
Called it.
Joe over here called it. I'll give you mad props for that. And that leads me
Pretty
to...
Pretty sure he was the betting favorite anyway.
These are the new additions for the San Francisco Giants this year. and money spent. Jordan Hicks, Blake Snell, Matt Chapman, Jorge Soler, Jung Ho Lee, and do not forget, they also have Robbie Ray.
Ah, yes.
They spent money on all these guys. They've basically, not to mention Bob Melvin. Is this something that will benefit the Dodgers, or are we in big trouble, or the Giants? Why do I keep doing that?
I'd be careful walking out to the car tonight. You're going to have a gang of Giants fans just waiting for you outside. You're going to have Andy Johnson. He's going to be here.
Yeah, Buck.
Tonight. Yeah. Buck, yeah, slashing your tires. It was nice knowing you, dude.
If it makes you guys feel any better, my computer completely shut down.
They're hacking into the system already.
I do think maybe just because they're spending so much money, like the Dodgers or the Yankees. You could call them the Yankees, and I don't understand
why. He said Dodgers, too. Oh, and you don't say anything about that, huh?
Dear God.
No, I said like the Dodgers or the Yankees.
You are correct. I'm wrong.
Whatever. I'm saying that you've got an out because they're spending more money. They're literally pulling in New York and signing like four or five of the best free agents and just giving out money. That's like such a New York or LA thing to do.
Blake Snell, Logan Webb is a really nice 1-2 punch.
Yep.
I'm not John Heyman. John Heyman said it's the best 1-2 punch in baseball, and boy, I am going to heavily disagree with that.
No.
But it is a nice 1-2 punch. With that, and then you start looking around, Jorge Soler, Jung Ho Lee, we don't know what he's going to be like. Speaking of Korean baseball, we don't know what he's going to be like. Although I am kind of high on him. I do have him in a fantasy league that I got good
value.
There
it is.
That I got good value on him for. do you think the Snell thing really changes our opinion on the Giants as we talked about them maybe 2-3 weeks ago?
Well, I had the Giants finishing second in this division already.
So you love that.
So this just makes it even better, baby.
Dollars.
Let's go. But yeah,
legal gambling, not illegal gambling.
Yes, legal, completely legal, unless I have my interpreter do it for me. I mean, this does change things, yeah, because
yeah.
I was saying that they needed a second arm, and quite frankly, this is basically like another ace on the team outside of Webb, because he had some younger guys that you were having to rely on the starting pitching staff.
Could you argue that Blake Snell right now, today, is a better pitcher than Logan Webb?
Yeah, I think you can argue it.
I love Logan Webb. I love him. I think long term he's great.
Reigning Cy Young champion, 2-time Cy Young winner.
Would have been World Series MVP had Kevin Cash pulled him. Like you've
he's top
got,
10 pitchers.
You've got a 1-2 punch there in San Francisco.
Yes, I mean that's huge, and then you're going up against, again, as we mentioned, the Dodgers, who are spending like crazy. Who right now, I mean, outside of the gambling mess, they kind of have some questions on the bottom half of their starting lineup. And
you know how much I've talked about this. The bottom half of the lineup, the bottom half of the pitching staff, starters, relievers, etc.
And then you have the Diamondbacks, who just had a great year last year out of nowhere. I think this gives you, if you're a Giants fan, you can breathe a little easier now with your pitching staff.
And the Padres are largely unchanged, except for they're missing Blake Snell, the reigning Cy Young candidate.
There you go.
And now, this doesn't put them over Los Angeles in the division, but I think it guarantees them a wild card spot in the National League for sure.
I think it pushes them. I mean, I think we don't know what the Central is going to look like. You know, we previewed that a couple weeks ago. And the East could be a bloodbath. We assume Atlanta, Philly, that leaves another couple wild card spots open. Yeah, I think you're right, Schultzy. I think this gives San Francisco kind of an inside track to be in the playoffs. And you got Bob Melvin. I know Bob Melvin didn't work out in San Diego, but it sounds like San Diego's got bigger problems than Bob Melvin. First of all, you got four shortstops. And the three guys you know aren't the ones playing shortstop.
That was a San Diego issue, not a Bob Melvin.
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing. I'm with you guys. I do think this does move a little bit for San Francisco. And we'll see how it plays out. Apparently, Snell, in his offseason, apparently he looks really sharp. That even though he's not been in the Cactus League or the Grapefruit League, but he's kept with his stuff and he's going to be ready to go when the season gets underway. I assume Logan Webb will be the opening day starter, but hell, who knows? Snell might pitch game two.
I would like to know what the percentage was before this move was made, but Giants now with a 46% chance to make the playoffs, right behind the Diamondbacks at 47.9%.
You got to bet on that. You got to
right
bet. You got to love that.
Tails.
You got to love that, Joe. As you who picked them to finish second in the division, you got to love that. That's a great chance. All right, coming up, we got a loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. We will dive into the American League East, maybe the most controversial division in all of baseball leading into this year, depending on who you're a team of. Spoiler alert, if you're a Red Sox fan, I would not listen to this show. I have never in my entire life I have never told somebody in my entire life to not listen to this show. If you are a Red Sox fan, this is going to be tough. If you want to know the rest of it's going to go, we'll do that next. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris, 1080 The Fan.
Championship is being played this week.
Tom, I'm standing here with the little sluggers and some of their parents, and I can't tell you how excited they are.
This is the Hot Corner.
Little Stan March is the pitcher for the South Park Little League team. Mr. March, you must be very proud of your son. They've worked really hard to get here, Chris, and, you know, I don't like to really trash talk, but I don't think Denver has a chance.
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
Oh, well, I'm sure some of the Denver kids' parents would disagree with you.
South Park is going down! There ain't no way some little mountain kids can beat Denver! Not with my son on second base!
On the Odyssey app.
Oh, looks like we got some parental trash talking going on here. Mr. Marsh, any comment? Well, I think that there's a...
Mr. Marsh? Who wants to hear from a Mr. Marsh? I am the ultimate Little League trash talking father. I am the Bat Dad. Bat Dad knows no fear.
And 1080.
Bat Dad knows no pain. I want you, Marsh. I want you.
The Fan.
You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best.
Welcome to the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that, The Fan Podcast, at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. There's the Fan text line, Vancouver 4 text line, 503-864-6326.
Yep.
Wow, got that out.
Good job.
Vancouver 4, they shoot you right before, during, and after the sale. Your dollar goes further. Visit VancouverFord.com. I got mine out in the parking lot, as I always like to say. Another kind of housekeeping here, Hot Corner. This is our second to last 8 o'clock hour on a Wednesday.
Correct.
Next week, we will be here Wednesday, 7 to 9, like you know and love us, like we have been for almost a decade. Then we're taking the show on the road to Tuesdays.
Can't believe it.
I can't believe it either, dude.
It's wild. It's been a wild ride.
I was thinking about it.
Wild times,
Let's
my
ride.
Man.
Let's ride.
Hey, Seattle. Boy, that guy's a weird story right now.
Dude, I
that whole thing is weird. I was over the week, so I was doing like I was with Brandon Sprague last week and Will Ortner doing the morning show and stuff. So I was like deeply invested into NFL free agency. And I remember it was Saturday and the wife and I went out and or it was Friday afternoon and I was like, oh, I can kind of turn my sports brain off for a minute. And we went and had some lunch with our middle daughter and I looked up at the TV and it said Steelers trade Kenny Pickett to the Eagles. And I was like, boy, do I not have an opinion on that right now. Then I went to the bathroom and was like, I have a huge opinion on this right now.
Yeah, why would you do that? Why the hell would anybody do that?
Anyway, I thought that was fun.
Kenny Two Gloves.
Boise State starting to clamp down a little bit of defense on Colorado as this game in the second half is getting a little tight, getting a little testy.
Yeah, but your so-called beloved sport of college basketball, not the best showing over the last 24 hours.
Boy, they're taking a beating. Makes me a fan of baseball, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, there was a scoreless chunk of 3 or 4 minutes by both teams in the first half, and I think they are now scoreless for 2.5 minutes in the second half.
Your
right
boy
now.
TB God. Yesterday, Tony Bennett,
saying
they're going to have to reevaluate their system.
Tony Bennett, we might have to reevaluate you, and you want to natty less than 5 years ago.
I think that's what that kind of means.
Like, Tony B, like, I love you to death. I have shook your hand and talked to you face to face. You are a wonderful human being. Yeah, my beloved sport, college basketball, which is probably my second favorite sport, third favorite sport, somewhere on the pecking order. Between the selection committee and between these first few games we've seen, boy, things are not awesome right now.
I love how when you say that, it being your second or third favorite sport, a Boise State player dribbles the ball off his own foot out of bounds.
Yeah. And I have Boise State winning a game in the next round. I'm going to have to reassess that.
Virginia basketball has had one of the more interesting character arcs over the last, what, half decade? When was it when they got knocked out by UMCB
2018.
Or whatever it was?
2018, because in 2019 they won the whole thing.
Yeah. bizarre last few years for that school and that program. Going from the laughingstock of college basketball, losing to the first 16 seed ever, to the very next year winning it all, to now scoring 14 points in a half. My son's fifth, sixth grade basketball team did that multiple times this year.
I would say Matt Painter should be licking his chops, but I don't know about that.
About what facing Colorado State?
Well, he's lost to a 16 as well.
Oh yeah, but I mean, that's not gonna happen again, right? Right?
Right? Matt,
I hope it happens every year for the rest of our lives. That's a trend I can get behind.
All right, we're going to spend the first half hour of this. We'll do fair or foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, as we always do. But we're going to spend some moment here talking about the National League East. AL East, thank you. Freudian slip. Joe's American League East.
I definitely didn't say the Yankees had a chance to win a couple weeks ago.
Joe definitely didn't say that. Let's just get something out of the way real quick, and then we'll talk about some other things. I know.
Orioles are going to win.
I know. I have teased you. I've been honest about this. I am full transparency. I hate all of you Boston Red Sox fans. But guess what? Now your team is such a dysfunctional fire S show. Schultzy, keep your hand ready. Keep your hand ready on that dumb button.
Dear God.
This team is unbelievable at how inept they are at doing baseball. They have money to spend, yet they don't know how to spend it. They had prospects, yet they don't know how to trade them. This team, it is unbelievable how far this team has come. They won the World Series in 2018. What's the bigger drop-off? Boston Red Sox baseball or Virginia basketball? My friends, the answer, truthfully, is Boston Red Sox baseball.
I was going to say, at least Virginia gets to a postseason.
Virginia played a game yesterday.
Well, they probably didn't deserve to play.
There are players on the Red Sox roster that are like, I have no idea what this team's doing. They're like,
yeah,
we suck, and I'm one of them. Like, I get to start every day, and that's how I know we suck, because I'm bad. Like, I'm not a good player.
Yeah, I mean, outside of Rafael Devers, I don't know, and Yoshida, I don't know what you have to really get excited about. They have CJ Krohn.
Yeah, dude.
Remember him for a year?
No, their young guys are like Jaron Duran and Tristan Casas, who just finally started to get going last year after like hitting a .150 through May. So it's not great.
Brian Bale doesn't do anything for
him. But like, even Tristan Casas, like, do you believe they're going to make this work for him?
I mean, he's going to – I think he can just sit there. The thing about Fenway Park for the Red Sox –
they finished above .500 last year, all right?
Fenway Park can really amplify some guy's stats. So, like, yeah, like a guy like Casas, he's a lefty hitter.
You talk about Ted Williams that way.
Let's not try to talk about Ted Williams. I'm thinking of like Adrian Beltre or guys that come up in their system.
Hall of Famer Adrian Beltre.
No, but the one year after the Seattle Mariners, basically, he used in Boston to resurge his career and sign with Texas. That's kind of what I'm getting at. They're definitely able to have some decent offensive guys, but like, anybody remember Trevor Story as a Red Sox this year?
Roster Resource Fangraphs has him as the, not only the starting shortstop, but the three-hole hitter.
Ugh. I mean, he's killing it in spring training, but dude hasn't played in like a year and a half, so I don't know.
I love their bullpen, actually. Kenley Jansen and Chris Martin.
He's due
I can't
for
wait to see them on Contenders.
Trevor Story's due for a back tweak at some point in May.
He's probably having a back tweak right now.
This
team is wild. They swung and missed on Chris Sale really badly. The Mookie Betts deal looks terrible every single day. They've got guys that come up that kind of look okay and then really don't. Then they're like, you know, we'll take a reclamation project on a Lucas Giolito. Boom. Tommy John.
Not
Tommy John, but like
injured.
Injured like long periods of time.
Well, he also was divorced last year and everybody didn't listen to me saying, hey, let's just trade for this guy. He's going to be good. No, he got divorced in the middle of the season, was terrible the rest of the year.
I don't think it was his wife throwing the pitches.
No, I'm not talking about his wife throwing the pitches, but he's obviously not in the right headspace. Yeah, that's going to happen. He's going to get injured.
You're going to die on that hill.
I am going to die on that hill.
I'm going to let you die on that hill.
No player has ever been divorced.
No, but Giolito, mid-season? Yeah, tell me the guys that have gotten divorced mid-season, then tell me me how their performance was after that. It's not great. I got a top 10 list for you right now.
I'm going to eat some hot dogs and watch you die on that hill.
That's
there's talk that that Boston was interested in Jordan Montgomery, and all the players were like, yeah, get him. Go get him. Go get him. Go get him. They're not going to get him.
Well, you point out the Mookie Betts trade. Why the hell?
It's one of the worst trades I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, you point out another great fact that they have money to spend. Why didn't they just spend it?
They let Xander Bogaerts walk.
10 years, $300 million for each of them would have been affordable to an organization like the Red Sox.
Now, might have been right. They might have been right to let Bogey walk because Bogey has significantly declined. I mean, I thought he was one of the best defensive shortstops in baseball. He can't even start for shortstop on his own team, given they have four. And Haesung Kim is awesome. But they just seem to fumble things. And welcome to the basement of the American League East. And when you look up at what's ahead of you, boy, what's a bigger hill? The hill the Red Sox have to climb, or the hill that Schultz's going to die on about Giolito's ex-wife? I don't know. I think it's the hill that the Red Sox got to climb. We come back. Let's look at teams that are really, actually in contention to win this division.
Every other team besides the Red Sox.
Every other team. And it starts with one. It starts with the class, which maybe is my class of the American League. We'll start there next. Hot Corner, Today the Fan. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll get to Fair or Foul, everybody's favorite dude at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We're talking about, shout out RJ. What's up, brother? I miss you, man. I heard I missed you at Bridgetown not too long ago. Sorry, we shipped sailing in the night, but I hope you're good.
Cheers.
We're talking about the American League East, which I think could be, with maybe a little exception.
It's the best division in baseball, I know.
Yeah, with maybe a little exception of the American League West for some rooting interest, and we'll dive into that. We'll dive into that division next week. This is really wide open for me. Now, I think the top is very heavy. Now, I think there's a clear-cut choice, and we'll get to them in a second. Like, I don't want to gloss over who the cream of the crop of this division is. But there's a team in this division that I think really needs to do something this year, or that window is going to slam shut. And I'm talking about the Toronto Blue Jays.
I was just going to take the words out of your mouth.
Yeah, I think this team has spent money. This team has homegrown talent. This team has seen success. I like their manager. This team has kind of a lot of the stuff put together. They've seen some adversity. They've seen some guys kind of, you know, decrease, but they've seen some guys elevate. I never thought Bo Bichette would be this good. I never thought it. I never thought Vladdy would take a step back as bad as he did last year. I didn't think Alex Manoah was going to be great, and then he wasn't great. But this team, they've, like I said, they've spent money. They have youth. This team, I think, really kind of talks about where the rest of this division lies.
Really?
I do. I think it's Baltimore 1. And we'll get to Baltimore in a second.
The more you start doing this, the more it scares me.
I think it's Baltimore 1.
Stop.
That's not what I mean.
Don't do that. Don't crown them already, damn it.
That's not what I mean. But American League wild cards, you have to assume the West is going to get at least one. Okay, you have to assume they're going to get at least one. That leaves one to two open in the East, and that's what I'm saying. I think Baltimore is a clear-cut favorite, and again, I do want to give them some love. But this Toronto Blue Jays team, it's kind of S or get off the pot, in my opinion.
Well, and also, there is a steep drop-off when you get past their 3-4th batter in that
lineup.
If
you want to call Justin Turner.
He didn't play that bad with the Red Sox.
No, he really wasn't.
He wasn't. He was actually better than I thought he was going to be after leaving LA. So, yeah, you go one Springer, two Bichette, Vlad, three.
That's not bad, 1-2-3. It's really not.
Turner, four. Then you go Varsho, five. Alejandro Kirk, which is a great
catcher.
Who
is an all-star, but catchers.
He's no Adley Rutschman at the plate,
Let's put it that way.
Varsho
yes.
had a good year last year, too. I like me some Dalton Varsho.
Kiermaier, which good in center field, could care less for what he does at the plate. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
IKF, we've seen this. Paging Voldemort. We've seen this.
And Kevin Biggio is part of that young guard who hasn't really, like,
this is his last year.
Yeah, he has not how do I say this? He has not come to fruition like those other young bucks have.
If he can't come to play this year, he's either in the minors forever or he's dealt.
Well, but when you're coming up with two other sons of stars, the expectations are high. But he has not played even close to Bobichet or Vlad Guerrero Jr.
But
not even close.
The starting arms, they give you something to be somewhat optimistic about with Gausman and Bassett, even Kikuchi.
Berrios has to be better.
Yeah, he was a gas can.
He has to be better this year.
He's started to be a little bit unreliable, and you hope he can return to some old form.
There's the Manoah project there. We'll see.
There's some things that you like about the Blue Jays, but honestly, the way that things have kind of been trending for the Yankees over the last week or so, I would say that I'm putting the Blue Jays over the Yankees and the Yankees Red Sox. I mean, that might be Red Sox 5, Yankees 4.
Agreed. I'm right there with you.
Followed by the Blue Jays.
I'm right there with you. And the Rays are there. The Rays are just going to do Rays things. Okay. I'm sorry if you're a Rays fan. You really want me to break down the Rays fan? You know what?
They're going to be lurking in the water, yeah, and out of nowhere, they're going to stab you in the heart.
Just find my phone number. You want to talk Rays? I'll talk Rays with you. But like, they're so unpredictable. It's just system. It's what they do. The Blue Jays always look good on paper, but it never translates. But like to Joe's point, with the Yankees' struggles of late, and the Red Sox being the gas can that they are, and who knows with the Rays, the Jays should finish in second. But that leads us to what everybody's catching, what everybody's chasing, and in my opinion, what everybody is chasing in all of the American League. And that is the Baltimore Orioles. This is the team, Joe. I know I said it a little bit last year. I was like, I really like this Orioles team. And you were like, don't do it. Don't do it.
I don't like this team with expectations.
I know you don't. But this team, Joe.
Well, I do. I mean, it's been pretty damn bad.
It's been pretty fun. It's been pretty fun. If you're a fan of a team and you've gone through a rebuild, this is it. You've got another year of Rutch, who is clearly a bona fide MLB superstar, okay? Gunnar Henderson is really not far behind, okay? Grayson Rodriguez, that's the core, right? This is their, to just terrify Joe more, this is your Yankee core of the early 90s to mid-90s, right? But the Yankees had four, and these are your three. And who's the fourth? It's Jackson Holliday. There is another. You're telling me they've got another kid coming up. Joe, he's my starting shortstop in my fantasy league.
Did you see him beat out that infield grounder the other day?
Yeah. And,
oh, my God.
Joe, Jackson Holliday is my day one starting shortstop.
Well, that
in my
was impressive, Jordan Schultze. I will also say that, I mean, he was probably out. I mean,
no. He was you really out. Think so?
I don't know. It's a bang bang. You know,
tie goes to the runner,
baby. I don't
want
these guys getting too much credit. Damn it.
I know, Joe, but your bullpen's three deep. I don't love Kimbrel, but he had a great end of the season last year.
Yeah, you got Cano. You got Tate coming back.
Cano is great. Colombe is great. Like, you've got, there's arms there, and not to mention, you just traded for Corbin Burns.
I know.
You've got an ace.
Ooh.
If Grayson Rodriguez isn't the ace you need him to be right now, guess what? He doesn't have to be.
Burns.
You have Corbin Burns.
Rodriguez pitched great in the second half of the year after they called him back up from
And Tyler Wells is good, too. Like, you're there.
Burns is the ace you needed, and Kimbrel with that playoff experience and that World Series experience. How could you ask for anything more in Baltimore? That's what you needed.
You've got a fully healthy Cedric Mullins for the year, who played really well at the end of the season last year.
I don't know what to do with my hands right now.
Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, Santander, and O'Hearn are great in the middle of the lineup. You got Mountcastle as the old guy.
Austin Hayes, who was all-star last year.
I think this team is extremely well-managed, Joe. It's ALCS or bust.
Yeah, aren't they still developing like Hirschstad, too? Like, they got a couple of young guys that still haven't even bloomed all the way yet.
They got Corbin Burns and didn't give up anything for him. You might not be able to re-sign him, but this team is the... This team is the most exciting team I've seen since the 2015 Astros. And that's before we know about, you know, the garbage and pun intended and all that stuff they did there.
Well,
but
you know what the similarity...
When you heard about George Springer and Correa and all these... And Bregman and all these guys coming up. And then Framber Valdez and Kyle Tucker and all this stuff. Those guys are all household names. Jackson Holliday, write it down. Write his name down. Start writing these guys' names down. They're going to be people you're watching on TV.
Well, you know what the common denominator is between those Astros and this Orioles? as the man who has the GM title, Mike Elias.
Exactly.
He was in that front office when the Astros were building that team up. I forget his exact role, but he was very much a part of that that youth movement for the Astros, and seeing the tank for years on end happen there. And then you saw what happened with the Astros right after they lost 100 games for three straight years, just like the Orioles did, basically, if you excuse the COVID year. So, listen, man, I agree with everything you're saying. It's just, as an Orioles fan, as the resident Orioles fan, it's scary. It's the expectations.
Yeah.
And especially after last year, it's like, you make the playoffs. I'm still catching shade for them not winning a single game in the playoffs last year after having the AL best record. Like, you can't have that happen.
You're right. And it's easy to say, well, they did it to the eventual World Series champions. They had no business losing three in a row.
Yeah.
To the Rangers. No business.
Especially when you're at home to start the series. It's just.
But that's kind of how these things start.
I'm scared.
Look.
I'm scared.
Look, the Astros in 15 got into the playoffs and made a series out of it with Kansas City, and they had no business being there, and Kansas City won the World Series that year.
See, you know what also scares me about this is FanGraph. You have a make playoff percentage. The Orioles, they have the third best percentage behind
the Braves and the Dodgers.
No, in the division to make the playoffs. They have the third best to win, make the playoffs, the third best percentage to win the division behind the Yankees and the Rays.
That's absolute garbage.
According to FanGraphs.
That's absolute garbage.
The FanGraphs has Yankees at 36.1% to win the division, 24.5% for the Rays to win the division, 17.6% for the Orioles, and then 15.6% for the Blue Jays to
win it. Look, FanGraphs, roster resource, great friends of the show. We love them. That is wrong.
P1s.
That's absolutely wrong. There is just... I'm going to be at Ale and A on Friday.
Don't
Saturday.
Don't you put money on my
Orioles. I'm going to put money on your Orioles.
Oh, my God.
There's no way they don't win this division, Joe.
Do you want some win totals for everybody real quick?
Hit me.
All right. Orioles, 90.5 is their over-under.
Over.
Red Sox, do you want to put a number on that?
76.
I'm going to go 70.
77.5.
What? Ooh, take the under. Take the under.
Yes. Who else we got here? Scrolling.
What's the Yankees?
The New York Yankees. 91 and
under
a half.
Could not hammer. I'm placing baseball bets this weekend.
Do a little wins total parlay.
Yes, yep. That's a
wins
great
total
idea.
Parlay.
Wins total division.
Excellent.
Parlay.
I'll just do it in the East.
We got Tampa Bay Rays. Do you want to guess their over under?
Oh God, I have no idea. 88.
Jordan, you got a guess on the Tampa Bay Rays? Glassnow-less Tampa Bay Rays.
I'll go 85.5.
Ooh, 84.5. Mm. And the Toronto Blue Jays, what do you got there?
Oh, I bet you they're low on them. I'll go 85.
I'll go 80.5.
86.5.
Ah, good job, Patrick.
There you
sexy.
Go.
Sexy division.
According to DraftKings, that's what they say.
Sexy division. All right, we got Fair or Foul coming up next. Everybody's favorite. We'll do that next. But first, Schultzy with sports. All right, this is everybody's favorite, Fair or Foul. Without further ado, we turn it over to our fantastic producer. That's Jordan Schultz. They call him Schultzy.
Well, happy hump day to you guys. I guess for only a week or two more, right?
One more week.
Yeah, moving to Tuesday soon. So this will be the second to last Wednesday edition of Fair or Foul. Snug a free agency question in there again. But I want to start off with the big news of the day, of course, Shohei Ohtani's interpreter being fired. That is right. By the Los Angeles Dodgers for apparently having $4.5 million total given to a bookmaker that he allegedly lost that with. Tons of questions surrounding that news. Maybe allegedly Chris Carter fall guy. There's just so many storylines here, guys. So I got to ask you first, fair or foul? With the history of gambling in baseball specifically, we've seen a lot of NFL players being suspended lately, and we're talking like a year or two or three. Big suspensions, Pete Rose out of the game, the Black Sox, 8 of them out of the game. So fair or foul, guys, no one involved with sports franchises directly should be allowed to participate in any kind of sports betting, fair or foul.
As the non-gambler, I'll take the non-gambler side of this. I think fair. Like, I mean... There are things that are not fair in life. When it comes to your profession,
I see what you did there.
And what you and what you do And what you do there, sometimes there are things that you have to let go. You know, whether, you know, if I'm working at a, like I used to work bartending shifts, like I had to let go of having dinner at home. You know, you there's things you have to let go.
Sacrifices.
And I think if you're a professional athlete in one of the big four, hell, any of them, and you're making millions of dollars, there are other things that you can get your rocks off that aren't gambling. And I would say, yeah, fair. I'm sorry if you love it. You know, go do what A-Rod did. Go play the back door poker clubs.
Just wait till you retire,
yeah,
even.
Yeah, you want to play some underground card games? Go play underground card games. But betting on other sports, I think you just got to stay away from it.
So any sports?
Any. No, yeah, this is
any gambling whatsoever.
No,
any too,
sports.
Joe.
Any no, sports gambling.
I would be happy to let them go to the blackjack table or the poker
sure.
table.
Yep.
But
right.
No, while you are an athlete or you are a manager or you work for the team as a stats geek, no, you cannot place bets, fair or foul, just so that would help keep at least most people out of these kinds of situations in the future.
I'm going to say foul, as long as it's not the sport, the game that you participate in, which is the MLB rule, is that as long as you are not betting on your own club or the sport that you participate in, and this is where it gets in the sticky area with Shohei Ohtani, and not placing any bets with an illegal bookmaker or sports book of any kind, then you're good. I mean, honestly, him betting some scratch on an international
on Liverpool,
soccer,
Man United in the FA Cup semis.
Yeah, like who cares?
Quarters, I mean.
Like, but if you got him betting on the Reds, you know, taking on the Pirates, like when you start getting into the league itself and you can maybe text some guys and be like, listen, I got $750 million and maybe I'll give you a little bit of this if you just so happen to swing on three straight pitches, you know?
I think you're onto something there, Joe. I think what concerns me is that when do you get tired of betting on those sports? When do you start losing and you're like, you know what? There's a sport I know.
And also,
then you start going into that.
I know these guys can't help themselves.
Right.
They say that there is an epidemic of middle-aged men that are betting on sports. Who plays professional sports? Middle-aged men.
Yes.
They like to gamble too.
Yep.
Like, that's been well documented through the history of sports, is that these dudes like to gamble, they like to risk the biscuit, and trust me, I've seen it firsthand, side conversations of some guys that are in the league that like, oh hey, did you notice this spread, this
yep.
This here
yep. Yep.
Oh interesting, they're looking at this stuff just as much as we are. So as long as it's not the sport, the teams that are directly tied to them, I think it's they're fine.
It's a free country, but it is frustrating to see millionaires just putting down more millions and then winning more millions.
Hey,
so
they are also losing millions. This whole Shohei thing is based off of losing money.
Hey, look at Floyd Mayweather. I mean, like, that guy's made more money betting on himself, and he's allowed to bet on himself in boxing.
Which is odd.
Boxing is a gambling sport.
You're not wrong. Maybe they should all just be gambling sports and we'll just go the other way. We just take all the rules off of everything. And then you got all this colluding happening there. There's another fair foul question. All right, guys, moving on to the International Series, also involving the Dodgers v. Padres. Catch that game, too. I believe at 3:05 a.m. first pitch our time.
Yep.
All right. So yeah, International.
I have to think Yamamoto versus Musgrave.
Yes.
I haven't looked at it, but I assume that's what the...
That's what I thought I saw.
I will
those
confirm
names.
Now. Continue though. Please.
No. It's all good. Those are going to be good pitchers. But I mean, will you get up to watch? You said you caught an hour in bed last night.
No.
It's just tough for American fans to watch this kind of stuff, you guys, or for me even to get excited about it, unless obviously I'm watching one of my favorite players, Ichiro, retire. But that was just a one-off. So fair foul. International Series to open the MLB season do not actually help the sport.
No. I don't like, again, it's fine if you go to a country to showcase your game. I'm cool with it, to grow the game. Yeah, they can't kiss my ass. All right? I just, to open the season, I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm joking, but kind of serious. This is America's pastime. Like, why are we not starting this season all at the same day, same time? Is a national holiday, like Patrick said. You can literally do this at any other point in the season. Like, I understand maybe travel schedule and getting it fit into West Coast swings and South Coast swings along the goal, whatever. Like, why do we have to open the season in another country?
And a cascade of boos rained down from the stands.
I will be the opposite of Joe, and I will say for this reason only, Joe, I think you've got a bunch of valid points. The thing is, I don't know, man, I got 161 more games to go. Like, what do I care?
Yeah, but it's the opening games of the season. Like, yeah. The first at-bats of Shohei Ohtani's Dodger career, nobody's watching.
I mean, I watched.
But you... You're a little
different.
I know, but that's but what I'm saying is I told the wife last night, I was like, babe, if I wake up at 3 a.m, which is very common for me to do, like I go piss, and then I like come back into bed, I'm gonna turn my phone on, I'm gonna watch, and I watched Shohei get an RBI, I watched him get a single and steal a base, like.
I just feel like,
I don't know. I watched Killian Murphy strike some dudes out, dude. It was great.
What if LeBron James? In his first game as a Miami Heat player.
Bad analogy.
It was like, yo, we're having you play in China for your first 3 games of the season. And you guys can't watch it because it's tipping off at 2 a.m.
What do you want them to do? You want them to do it at 2 a.m. their time?
Yeah!
Not open the season in South Korea.
That'd be awesome. Everybody's got to go to the bar. All right? Everybody's at the bar. At midnight, you got to be at the stadium for warm-ups.
This is a Merc! All right.
Mookie's running to second, just vomiting all over the base path.
Honestly, I feel that this is my one of the things I would run on if I was president. New Year's Eve, we need football kicking off at like 7 p.m., 8 p.m. to have a game taking us right to the ball drop on New Year's. That's what I'm down for.
I'm pretty sure the Players Association would not be okay with that.
We need more sports after dark.
Oh, my God.
Dude, the Australian Open is one of my favorite things on the entire planet.
I tried doing that one time.
Dude, it's awesome.
And I realized I do not care about tennis
that
much.
Dude, I watched Federer and Nadal at like 2:30 in the morning. It's amazing.
I tried doing that once in college, and I was there, and I'm like, why? I don't love tennis that much.
It's amazing. You talk about players giving up some things to be professional athletes. I think they would not be willing to give up partying on New Year's Eve. That would be right out. All right, final fair or foul. There is one pretty prominent free agent, in my opinion, and I would say that most national baseball writers agree with me, that is unsigned, and that would be...
Trevor Bauer.
No. Former Dodger, J.D. Martinez.
Oh, Juan Dulio.
That's
Juan
right. Dulio. J.D. Martinez.
Friend of the show, Juan Dulio.
He is still a free agent at the age of 36, was reportedly offered, I believe, a one-year $14 million contract this offseason by the San Francisco Giants. He declined it. I'm assuming because his agent is...
Scott Boras.
That is right.
He's just having a great offseason.
Yeah. And really giving is. Advice to players to continue to wait and wait and wait and wait. And here we are with J.D. Martinez, a week away from opening day, still unsigned, guys. Fair or foul, he's unsigned because he's asking teams for too much damn money. Even though he hit like 30 homers last year.
Fair. I mean, the league is interesting right now. I don't know what kind of market there is for Juan Dulio anymore. I've never been the biggest fan of J.D. Martinez, but he has proved me wrong year after year. Someone's going to grab him, but... I think the fear everybody has, and that's why they had it last year, is the drop-off's going to come. And when the drop-off comes, it's not going to be like anybody else's drop-off. It's going to be a big one. I'm going to go from batting 270 and 25, 30 home runs to 220 and 15.
Can I ask why the drop-off is expected to be so big for him?
Because he's a home run hitter.
Okay.
It's all or nothing. And in today's age, where it's okay to strike out a billion times, I give you J.D. Martinez.
Can you rephrase the question, just restate
repeat. Yeah, yeah. J.D. Martinez remains unsigned because he's asking teams for too much money.
Oh, yeah, fair. I think that has just been the trend of this entire offseason, is that teams are balking. And I don't know if this is just a Scott Boras problem, where he is trying to get too much out of these teams and they're all just collectively like DMing each other and just being like, yeah, we're not going to do this.
Screw Scott Boras.
Which is illegal, but hey, I hope they...
Collusion!
But dear God.
I would love collusion against an agent. Not against players, but an agent.
I'm going to say fair. did just have a great year, 33 home runs, 103 RBIs, but I'm kind of with Patrick here, is that you're expecting that drop-off to happen here soon. He's 36 years old.
And it's going to be big.
So fair. It is because he is asking for too much money.
I will combat these points with one of my own. And by the way, MLB The Show, I started playing that today, the video game for Major League Baseball.
Oh,
they expect J.D. Martinez to have a drop-off, too, because I signed him to my Seattle Mariners, and immediately when the season started, his stats started to drop.
Is Royce Lewis on the cover of that game?
No, I believe it's Vladdy again. Vladdy Guerrero Jr. this year. No, but the whole thing with Martinez, the drop-off is expected from him. I get it, but anybody remember Nelson Cruz? Good home run hitter through the age of 40?
Sorry.
No?
Something in my throat.
What's wrong with Nelson Cruz?
Was he taking the roids at that age? I don't think he was.
I think he was his entire career, broski.
Okay, so after he got caught, he was still taking.
Not with the Orioles that one year.
Not that one year with Joe Zos.
He was clean that entire year.
No, all right,
that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Wednesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock
boom
hour.
Stick
soon
that
to be Tuesday.
Year.
When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Hot corner today, the fan. It was the night before madness, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even Harris.
We want to talk about a national holiday. I feel like, I've said I've needed to do this now for a couple of years, taking Thursday and Friday off for March Madness. I have never done it besides that one time I got appendicitis and I was in the hospital for like a week, which was one of the worst, best weeks of my life. By the way. Appendicitis is just
that
terrible.
Sounds terrible,
dude. It was not fun.
Well, you're writhing in pain before you even know it. You're like, ah,
yeah,
no,
dude.
Thanks.
It sucked, but I got out of surgery, I think, the Wednesday night before the tournament started. So, Wednesday night, I'm in my hospital room, and then Thursday morning, I wake up and tournament. Here we go. I'm just pissed I didn't ask the nurses to print me out a bracket.
Yeah.
That's the one time.
Yeah.
I remember being halfway through that day,
can
and
you,
I'm
can
just
you
like.
Grab my phone. Can you open up the Sportsbet app for me, please?
This was 2007? 2007. Mm-hmm. So I think this was the year that Kevin Durant was a freshman at Texas.
Ooh.
That year. Kevin Love, UCLA year.
Saw those guys with my own eyeballs.
Russell Westbrook.
Wazoo went to the Sweet 16 that year.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll have to Lost North Carolina. That's hands, bro.
I'll have to pull up that 2007 year just stroll down memory lane.
So good luck to everybody with their brackets. Schultze, who you got winning it all? Who'd you take?
I took Houston.
Easy pick. Houston as well.
Pitt.
Pitt Panthers.
Boom. Go Pitt, baby. Hail
Pitt. Pitt Panthers.
I don't know. I still haven't filled out a bracket.
I know. I'm going to go home and change it. I had faith in Boise State, and they just S'd the bet against Colorado, so I'm going to have to reevaluate some things.
How's Louisville? They ain't it?
Louisville ain't in it, and neither is Scott Drew.
What about Michigan?
All right, good luck this weekend. I'll see you guys at Fan Madness up at A&A. I'll be there on Friday and Saturday. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something. I would do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.